Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys. Oh my goodness, it's been so long. Did you guys miss me? I missed you. No? Okay, fine. As I'm hearing my real friends be like, nah, we ain't missed you. Listen, thank you guys for hanging in here with me. It has been a whirlwind of a month. Whew. So I started a new job 30 days ago. Yes, it has been 30 days. And today, I just want to give you an update and share with you all about my first 30 days at my new gig. Of course, I can't tell you where it is. Keeping church and state separate. I would like to keep this job. I'm actually having a great experience. So, yeah. And, you know, the Trillest NBA is a little ignorant sometimes. So, you know, we're going to try to keep this job. But basically, my quest is to see, can the career management expert coach her damn self? That's really what I'm learning the most is, can you take your own goddamn advice, Felicia? I mean, I gotta keep it true with y'all. I don't know. But today, I will share with you my thoughts and observations after this first month. My biggest fear about going back into corporate America. Whew. And I have created this new big hairy goal for myself and my career. And I was inspired by these last couple weeks. So, whew, I know it's been crazy, but I'm super excited and I can't wait to share with you guys what it's been like coming back into corporate. So first, my thoughts and observations. Well, it's the first 30 days. So, you know, it's the honeymoon phase. Like, I'm still trying to figure out where all the conference rooms are. I meet tons of new people every day. And for the life of me, I cannot remember all these folks' names.
Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Blake?
What? Do you want to go to war, Balaki?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly ass name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Give it one more
chance. But the greatest thing is I have a trill ass boss. I love my boss, y'all. She is a Hannah, but she is trill. She speaks her mind. And you don't even have to guess if she likes something or not. Like, you will know. She definitely has the same problem that a lot of us have. And it just shows on our face, which I appreciate. So she, you know, is probably going to give me the benefit of the doubt if I make a crazy face that I don't realize I make. So that's cool. And what I'm learning is that, you know, when you have a job where you just have to get stuff done and you have to get it done through people, sometimes, you know, you may rub some folks the wrong way. And it's not that you have a bad heart. It's just sometimes in big organizations, you just have competing priorities with people that you need to work with. So it's just one of those things, but she is definitely a get it done type of chick. She is smart. She knows her shit and she knows how this company ticks. So I'm super excited to have a boss I respect and that I can learn from. And it's been a minute. So she is like a breath of fresh air. I'd be like, I love you. And she actually like cares about my well-being. Like, really? That you can do that. You can be a people manager and actually give a fuck about their humanity. Like, yeah, it can happen, you guys. But the cool thing is, I think she likes me too. So that's good. And even though I can be a bit socially awkward at times, I think she doesn't really get bothered by that. And that's just me. Sometimes I just ask questions where I'm like, why I asked that when I probably could have figured that out. But, you know, hey. But one thing I really am honing in on and focusing on is what I should be doing in these 30 days and the next 30 and the next 30, which will make my first 90 and then build on that in the first 6 months. And I'm really super hyper focused, you guys, on building relationships in this building, which is not just one building. It's actually several buildings. So I'm really focused on meeting as many people as I can, connecting the dots on, you know, how their work affects this work and that work, and just learning how the business works. How does this company make money? That is really what I'm trying to figure out. I'm also learning how people are evaluated and how the performance system works. So this company has taken a unique approach where they don't necessarily stick to very formalized, here's your objectives at the beginning of the year. And then at the end of the year, did you meet these? And at first that took me aback because I was like, oh shit. Because, you know, in my mind, I got a strategy, right? You just focus on your objectives. Like, that's your priority. Like, fuck the dumb shit. You're not going to catch me out here slipping. But this is new, y'all. So I got to figure out, you know, how to stay focused and how to make sure I'm setting myself up for success. Because this is really about how effective are you at adding value to the business. And I think it's kind of cool in a lot of ways because you know how business changes all the time. Like, how many times have you gotten an objective, like something, a project you were supposed to get done, and then your boss throws you 50, 11 million other things to do, and you no longer have the bandwidth to do that project, but now it's sitting up there on your objectives in the system. And so at the end of the year, you're like, well, I did all this. And then they're like, but you didn't do that, right? And so this way, you can't get caught up in that BS because there's no formal thing that you got to keep track of. It really is about moving the needle like every month. And so I think I'm going to like this. I don't know. I'll keep y'all posted. But if any of you guys work in a place where they have kind of done away with this idea of, you know, concrete objectives that you have to meet by mid-year or end of year, and they've understand that priorities change and things change. And so we've got to figure out a better way to evaluate how you're adding value to the company. Hit me up, ask at trillmba.com. Let me know like what you've learned about that, how you manage that, how you've been successful, or how that may have tripped you up as far as, you know, becoming high potential talent or being seen as high potential talent in the organization, because that should be your goal always. So I'm really super focused on setting myself up for success. And this is something I'm really trying to learn. So with all that said, I think my biggest takeaway is to really work hard to give myself grace. I'm a highly ambitious person. And I'm highly resourceful. And when you are that type of person, it does not feel good to not know things. It does not feel good that my boss has all the answers. No slight against her or anything. This is me and my internal ish, right? Like, you know, she's supposed to be a company encyclopedia. And she is. She is a company encyclopedia. She knows just the random facts. Like, I'm like, if there was a Jeopardy for this company, you would win. And it's funny because I fussed at Tiffany. You guys know my B-school BFF, Tiffany Samuels. I fussed at her when she started her new gig a year ago. And I was like, you can't be hard on yourself. You got to give yourself a whole year to understand the business. Like, not even that. You got to give yourself like 14, 15 months to get your stride. And man, I'm just like having to tell myself this every day. Like, you can't be upset with yourself because you don't have all the answers and you got to figure it out. Like, you're smart. You figure it out. You do your best. And so I got to put that feeling, that little insecurity that tries to creep up aside, because it's not fair. Like, you brand new. It's like you just came out the womb. Like, you're not going to know. Especially when companies have all these goddamn acronyms. Oh, my goodness. You guys. acronyms. Every company I've been at, they've always had a bunch of acronyms. So this is not something new. It's just like, man. And then, like, your old company had the same acronym, but it meant something different. Oh, y'all, it's been crazy, but I'm learning. And so that's all that matters. So every day, my goal is to set an intention to meet someone new and learn something new. And I just work to bring my A game every day and to do my best. And so that's all you can ask yourself to do every day, and it will work out. So when we come back from the break, I'll share with you my biggest fear about going back to corporate, and it's not what you think. Hey guys, real quick, want to let you know the 30-minute coaching calls are no longer free, but they're not expensive at all. So for 30 minutes, you pay $40 and I will give you my all. And I will really try to keep it within 30 minutes. I'm going to try real hard, y'all. Y'all know I like to talk. Why else would I do a podcast? So I can run my mouth. No, but seriously, I love helping you guys. I love letting you know that you are not alone in these situations, that you aren't the first Black woman to go through it, and you definitely won't be the last. But hopefully one day we will all be the last and we can really work to change the environments that we have to work in order to survive. I don't want us to just survive. I want us to thrive, and we can and we will. So if you find yourself stuck in a work situation, invest in yourself. Go to trillmba.com/coaching and let me help you. And I'm really good at what I do. It's a little gift. So if you need some help, I'm here. If you have a quick question, you can always email ask@trillmba.com. I'm always happy to answer emails. So with that said, let's get back into the show. All right, we're back from the break. So I know y'all probably thought I was going to say my biggest fear is Becky and Bob. I feel like that's what some of y'all would think. But nah, I actually haven't even met any Beckys or Bobs. And if I do, I know how to handle them. Like, you know, that's what we talk about. Like, how to keep your cool, how to shift the energy. You know, ask good questions, don't get defensive, don't take things personal, bring your most happy self to work, right? And that's really like Bob and Becky blocker, right? For people coming with their shenanigans and craziness. Actually, my biggest fear is me. Like, I am my biggest fear. So these doctors claim I have anxiety and MDD. And I take my medication and I do all the other things to manage these things, but I still don't want to claim this. I'm not going to claim all this stuff over my life. I work every day to be very conscious in a conscious space, to manage this anxiety. And I'm in a very happy, good space right now. And I'm just claiming that this is the new normal for me. So that's where I'm at with that. But I know that the stress of a corporate environment, if I let it, it will trigger me. And so right now, I'm new and I'm learning and it's exciting and it's fun and it's interesting. But soon I know, you know, it'll be full throttle in this piece and I'm afraid that I'll fall down a rabbit hole again. So I just pray about it. I try to remind myself like, hey, give yourself grace. You know, because it was a rough couple of weeks, y'all. Beginning, like my first week, y'all, my car got broken into when I went to a podcasting networking event and I had threw my purse in the truck. Don't judge me. It's just because I did that doesn't mean my car deserved to be broken into. I don't care what you say. But I threw my bag in the trunk because I didn't want to carry my laptop and it's heavy. So I didn't want to carry it. And I didn't think about it. And, you know, I was so used to living in Texas and in all these posh places where the chances of that happening are less likely. And so I just wasn't paying attention to my surroundings. Yeah, so busted two of my windows, broke into my trunk, took my bag. And first stop was Target with my credit cards. I was like, really, niggas? Y'all went to Target? And then my Amex, like, is telling me where the Target is, giving me the phone number. I passed that right on to the police. yeah, so, and then after that was a whole trickle effect of stuff. And all I could do was take that as, you know what? I know there's something trying to poke at me and get me riled up and upset and frustrated. And so things must be really good. And I just had to stay in that frame of mind because when I tell you the little things, every little thing, like, y'all, somebody stole my corporate credit card before it even got to my house. So somewhere in the transit of the U.S. mail, somebody got my corporate credit card and went to Publix. And mind you, I never saw the card. There are charges on my Concur account. And for those who work in corporate, you know, Concur is the system that a lot of these companies use to manage travel and expenses. Y'all, I was just like, what the what? I don't even have the card. I called Amex. I was like, yeah, so I don't have this card. And the man was like, okay, can you give me the last four digits? I was like, sir, I don't have the card. Yeah. So it's been interesting, y'all. And I haven't really gotten a chance to get out. I'm still trying to get settled and unpacked. I got boxes on boxes. I did learn don't use a pod if you have a house, unless you're going to get two pods. Get the two pods. Yeah, so that was interesting. I didn't know if I was ever going to get the rest of my stuff. Yeah, y'all, it was crazy. A lot of craziness went on this past month, but things have calmed down, smoothed out. Slowly but surely, I'm getting unpacked. So just got a woosah. But some things that I'm definitely doing from a work standpoint is making boundaries. And so a couple of my boundaries. One, I block my calendar. So Monday mornings from 8 to 10, Friday from 3:30 to 5, and then every day for lunch from 12 to 1, I block my calendar. And I really try really hard to hold that. And I've been doing really well. So if somebody sends me a meeting notice like for lunch, and if I can, you know, find another time, I will tentatively propose another time because I really want to fight to have that space in my day so that I can carve out time to think, to prioritize, and to focus. The other thing I'm doing is I do bring my computer home every day, but it stays in my backpack because I'm trying to create that boundary. And I don't look at my work phone after like 7-8 o'clock at night. Like, and not that emails are coming. So that's really nice. Like nobody's emailing at night or anything crazy. So that's a blessing. I have heard about other people's teams. But, you know, like I said, my boss is the chillest, so we good. And another thing, I'm working on drinking more water. Like, I am trying to be hydrated because I know that that helps my brain function better. It is very difficult to drink water for me. I don't know why. I like to drink water. It's just I forget and I don't think about it. And so then it's the end of the day and I'm like, oh, I only drink 2 bottles of water. So I'm working on something Now, will there be some exceptions to these boundaries? Sure. Except for the water. I've got to really work on this water. But no matter who my boss is, I plan on working efficiently, being focused in my day. And I really want to leave work at work because guess what, y'all? They only pay me for 40 hours a week. So let me give them their good, hard-earned 40 hours and then let me have the rest of my life. That is my goal for myself, my job. All right. So when we get back from the break, I will tell you my big, hairy career goal, which now that I think about it, I don't know if I can keep my boundaries and go for this goal that I have set for myself. But we'll talk about that after the break. I want to share a review that I received on August 25th, 2019 by Lisa Brown 838. And I'm just so grateful, you guys. So the title of this review is Awesome and Much Needed and Thank You. Lisa says, thank you to this young lady. I love you for that. She says, thank you to this young lady. I wish I would have had such a form when I was younger. Every episode I've listened to, I also have experienced or knew someone who had a similar situation in the workplace, state government job. I enjoy listening to her show every week. Felicia is incredible, talented, fearless, and innovative. Well, thank you, girl. The information she gives her listeners as an MBA in corporate America or not, as a Black woman working, her show is extremely helpful, comforting, and real. Today's episode, 8/25/19, was phenomenal. Keep going, Felicia. I support your show 100%. Well, first off, Lisa, let me say thank you, girl. Like, thank you. I really hope that everything I put into this show is super helpful to everyone. And it has come to my attention that sometimes when I talk to you guys, you know, offline, off the record, that you feel like when I'm on the show, I'm actually sharing your specific situation. And I want you to know, if you ever hear yourself in the show, that is because there were many, 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 many people that were going through very, very similar things. And as Lisa has pointed out, there's so many similar situations in the workplace. So I do this and I create every episode with the multitudes in mind. And so if you do contact me for coaching or guidance, or you send me an email, just know that you are one of many. And it has come up so much that I have to address it in the show. And I will continue to do that. Because you are not alone. It is not only you going through these situations at work. And you would be surprised at how many times you could take one person's story and just swap names, and it's the same exact story. It's pretty scary, you guys. But I want you to stay positive. I want you to keep leaving me reviews. If you listen on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you can leave a review, wherever you can rate the show, wherever you can share the show, please continue to do that. Because my only goal is getting the information that you need to help you survive and thrive in corporate America out into the world so that we can all have somewhere we can go and get the help that we really, truly need without feeling a certain kind of way or without being dinged. So I love you guys. Have a great week. And let's get back to the show. All right. So when I first started, a very kind coworker sent me a case study about the company I'm at to give me an understanding of how the company and its culture has evolved over many years. It was a very interesting case study. It actually really inspired me. Not because it was about all the male and pale senior leaders. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said male and pale because that's what they are. But because it made me realize that I really do want to try to be the Black woman CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Like, I really want to try to be one of these people, y'all. There's only been one. And right now, Mary Winston is the interim CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond. So I don't know. Does that count? Have we decided? Yeah. So I want to be one of the next ones. I want to be in the next crop. And so for the first time in a long time, I feel like I actually have a shot at this, you guys. Like, whew, maybe. I might really could do this. So my goal, and I'll be keeping y'all posted on how I'm tracking, is to become the first Black woman CEO at the company I'm currently working at. That's my big hairy goal. Now, I know it's only been a month, but hey, I'm always preaching about being intentional, right? Well, this is me being intentional and putting this in the universe. And I know my chances are beyond slim, extremely slim. Even if I was a tall, good-looking, charismatic, married, straight, cisgendered white man, there's only one position and it rarely comes open. And they usually have succession plans for years and years and years, right? So for me, my goal for this year, the next 12 months, is to get the organization to flag me as high potential talent. So step one in that is to master my current role. It all starts right here. And to be the best employee that I can be and to, you know, work to continue to develop and learn and grow, right? That's where it starts, and building those relationships. I can't stress that enough. So again, step one, mastering my current role, which includes building relationships. So wish me luck, you guys. The cool thing about going back to corporate is I have a lot of lessons that I am picking up every day, and I will be working to craft those lessons into future episodes that are coming very, very soon. There's so much stuff that I forgot while I was not living this cubicle life. So y'all, I got some great content coming. I'm working on bringing in more dope guests since I moved to this new city. It's going to be an awesome journey, and I really appreciate y'all for taking this ride with me. And I hope that every episode gives you some inspiration, some motivation, and some positive energy to take into your week. And know that if you have a big, hairy career goal, like being a Black woman CEO of a Fortune 500 company that's never had a woman CEO or a CEO of like dark color. yeah, we can do this. Like, I don't care what anybody says. And it doesn't hurt to at least try. Because if you try, you'll still end up in the stars. So I just really hope you guys are having just a happy life. And shit happens, but we can do this. Like, I'm excited. I'm excited for us. So if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, as always, you can go to trulymba.com/coaching and schedule a 30-minute strategy call with me to walk through your specific work situation. If you have a quick question or concern, you can always email me at ask@trulymba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. And I know I still have some emails, y'all. I'm working through it. So if you haven't heard from me and you email me again in case it's just so far down that I just haven't had a chance, y'all. So don't be afraid to reach out again if you haven't heard back from me. So again, that's trulymba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute career strategy call, and ask@trulymba.com to submit your quick question, concern, or comment. Until next week, y'all, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.